Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Dee Ojeda, the senior national organizer for the National Center for Transgender Equality. They spoke about the close relationship that gender-affirming care and abortion have within the healthcare industry and explained how anti-trans and anti-abortion rights legislation leave everyone, but especially trans people, vulnerable within healthcare. Just as a note, this conversation took place after the Dobbs draft decision was leaked, but before the official ruling in June. Here's Dee.
The healthcare system created a way that treated trans and non-binary people, and then quite frankly, beyond, gender identity, and looking at more intersectionally, Black and brown folks who are also queer and trans people, it created a way to other us from white, cisgender, heterosexual populations, and assuming that that is the default, and also that we need specialized care because of it. But if this attack on abortion happens, that could mean disastrous for other services. Cis people also need gender-affirming care. There's a lot of issues with pregnancy that happens, the choice of whether or not to save yourself over the potential birth complications you get, all these things are also related to access to abortion. And it's really the othering of assuming that abortion isn't going to impact everyone. That's the problem, because overturning Roe and attacking trans people is going to harm the healthcare system overall. I think there are cis people who don't really realize how interconnected all these issues are. Even if they don't feel like this is going to apply to them, it's going to impact them. It's going to impact everybody. So a lot of trans people rely on healthcare services that also provide abortion care. Creating trust with a medical provider and creating trust with a clinic takes a lot of time and effort. Trans people have to educate their doctors oftentimes. They have to be the expert of their own healthcare. They also have to go through so many barriers when it comes to access to gender-affirming care to begin with. Having to do that over again with a new clinic is a lot. And then on top of that, because they don't provide those services to begin with, especially like abortion care, it's hard to trust whether or not a medical provider is going to be on their side. There's this common practice that happens called gatekeeping, where providers will try to create more barriers for trans people to get the services they need. And that's a very, very real issue, especially in rural and red states and in states like Missouri. So if those clinics are impacted because overturning this decision, there are going to be a lot of trans people out there who don't know where they can seek services or they can feel safe. And that definitely is going to harm the relationship that healthcare services have with trans people. They're as an industry, they already make our lives very difficult to begin with.
That was Dee Ojeda with the National Center for Transgender Equality, speaking about how abortion restrictions impact transgender people, especially in states like Missouri. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Abigail Ruman. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.